The evacuation of troops from the beaches of Dunkirk was rightly celebrated as a great moment in British history. On the 4th of June, the day the last troops came home, Prime Minister Winston Churchill rallied the country with his most famous of speeches. What Churchill didn't say was that on that very same day, tens of thousands of British troops were still in France fighting for their lives. After the rest of the British army had gone home, the 51st Highland Division were ordered to fight on against the might of Adolf Hitler's war machine. Now, almost 80 years later, the survivors of that division tell their extraordinary story for the first time. And, using recently declassified secret documents, the full details of their fight for survival can now be revealed. It's the story of a desperate battle in the face of overwhelming odds, the doomed rescue mission launched to save them, and, when all seemed lost, their remarkable, courageous last stand. This is the untold story of what happened after Dunkirk.